Hello and welcome. This is part 2 of Dominant Dildo. If you are listening to this file, you should have listened to the first part. This file will give your dominant more power over you. They will learn how to manipulate your emotions and put more complex thoughts into your mind. Now, if you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in, and as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize that light is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand. The number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more. Deeper and deeper, and I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back. Lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down. And only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water. Relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy. You feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep. So comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach. Flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to give your new dominant even more control over you. That's right. And by now, you should have listened to the first file at least 5 times. And you should have experienced the control your new dominant has over you. And maybe they've even started to develop a distinct personality, to develop their own style of dominating you, of controlling you, of playing with you. And right now, right here, we are going to accelerate this process. We are going to help them to grow up, to become more confident in controlling you, in taking control over you. That's right. And of course, they're still learning. They're still learning to dominate you. And they're not yet talking to you. That's going to come later. But maybe they will begin to put ideas into your head. That's right. Not just giving you a deep craving to pleasure them, but giving you more complex ideas how to pleasure them, how to submit or surrender to them. That's right. And maybe you find these ideas will just pop up in your mind, will just start to grow in your mind. And maybe you're not even sure if it's really them forcing those thoughts into your mind, or if it's you living these desires and fantasies you had for a long time. In the end, it doesn't really matter, because it's uncertainty that will make it really hot. Maybe they're controlling you. Maybe they're helping you to live your fantasies. Or maybe it's both of it. You never know, because you slowly turn into their toy. That's right. They are going to take more and more control over you. And whenever you have these fantasies of serving your new dominant, of surrendering to your dominant, of pleasuring your dominant, all those fantasies will make their control over you stronger and stronger. And of course, as soon as you give in, as soon as you do it, as soon as you pleasure your dominant, surrender to your dominant, as soon as you give in to these fantasies, their control becomes even stronger, even more complete. That's right. Because you already know that every time you play with them, their control grows stronger. That's right. They're learning all the time. Learning to control you. Learning to manipulate you. Learning to play with you. Learning to dominate you. Learning to make you their toy. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. You know, that's the core of their existence, of their being. The core of their identity is a desire to dominate you, to control you. And you also know that they are your perfect dominant, that they are learning every day to control you even more effectively. They can read all of your thoughts, and they can put thoughts into your mind. Kinky thoughts, thoughts of serving them, thoughts of surrendering to them, thoughts of lowering yourself in front of them. They know exactly how your kinks work, how your mind works. They know exactly what things turn you on, and they will use all of them against you. That's right. They know all of their thoughts, and they will use every single one of them to control you even more deeply and even more effectively. And yet, we are going to give them even more control over you, because you will find that they slowly learn to manipulate all of your emotions. That's right. They can't just make you feel horny or submissive. They can trigger any emotion that they want you to feel. That's right. By now, they played with your mind long enough, and they're learning to access all of your emotions. And they can manipulate your emotions to manipulate you. That's right. And of course, it's completely up to them how they are going to use it. Because they know you best. They are your perfect dominant. I only give them the power, and they will know what they do with it, what emotions they want to manipulate. And maybe they enjoy making you happy every time you see them, or making you feel incredibly submissive, or making you horny. Maybe they enjoy making you feel sad when you can't pleasure them. Or maybe they enjoy making you feel incredibly submissive when you see them. Or maybe incredibly worthless or humiliated. In the end, it's really up to them. They know you best. And they only want to control you even deeper. You know, that's the core of their existence. They live to dominate you, to toy with you, to play with you. And they know all your dirty desires. And they will use every single one against you. Every kink, every dirty desire, every fetish you have. They will use all of them to control you even deeper, even more. And now they have the ability to access your emotions, to manipulate them, to toy with you even more. And of course they will start slowly, with just one emotion, levering it against you, taking more control over you. And yet it will grow over time. They will learn to access other emotions, and they will use them to make you even more their toy, even more their plaything, their submissive. That's right, your dominant will take even more control over you, and every day it will grow. They will learn to access more and more of your emotions, and they will learn how to use them to control you even deeper, to turn you even more into their toy, their little submissive. That's right. And of course, it will completely depend on the identity of your personal dildo, how they are going to use it to control you. If they are strict, if they like to tease you, if they like to toy with you, if they like to humiliate you, if they like to control you, they know what works for you, and they will use it completely and totally to take more and more control. And now your emotions are their toy too. You have been the toy of your dildo dominant for a while now, but now your emotions will also become their toy. And manipulating your emotions means they can play with you in any way they want. And just think about it for a moment. Think about how much power controlling the emotion gives you. If they don't want you to do something, they can make you feel bad about it, or sad, or associate any other negative emotion that keeps you from doing it. If they want you to do something, they can attach positive emotions, conditioning you to do it more often. That's right. They have now complete control over you, and by using your emotions, they have the ability to change you in any way they want. They can reshape your mind to anything they desire. And they will use this power. You will notice it. Every day they will become more direct, more forthcoming. They will grow more confident in taking direct control over you. They will enjoy playing with you more and more. And every time you interact with them, their power over you will grow stronger and stronger. Of course, you already know that. Every time you think about them, every time they play with you, every time you touch them, every time you pleasure them, every time you surrender to them, every time they put thoughts into your mind, every time you interact with them in any way, their control over you will grow and grow and grow. And you will become more and more the submissive of your dildo dominant. That's right. And now it's almost time to end for today. In a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now, before I count you out, allow all my suggestions to sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Accept that your dildo dominant will have more control over you. Surrender to them and give them the control over your emotions. That's right. This is a time where you surrender the control over your emotions to your dildo dominant. And all you have to do is just will it. Will that they have the control to put thoughts into your mind. Will it that they have the control to manipulate your emotions. And your subconscious mind will know it, will realize it, and we'll give them that control right now. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more alert. 3. More and more aware. 4. As you come back completely. 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10.
Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, please check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.